Well, we want to welcome all our listeners out there, KSDB Country. Also, atradio.org is how I got it this time. And you can phone your friends, family, whatever, and say, listen in, because we got Kinko back-to-back coming up here. It's first the rookies. The rookies will be taking on the Sioux Valley Rams. The Rams coming in with their small squad, just five girls here on the Rams team. And for King Cove, their second game of the day, though. So it should be interesting. Sioux Valley's rested up since last night. In the game last night, Sioux Valley dropped on the girls' side in a tightly contested game to Tri-Valley. That one 44-34, Tri-Valley pulled away at the end. Sioux Valley, as we said, a small team, five girls, but they have some height, and they certainly have some hustle. So they'll be a good opponent here for the rookies, as we're about ready to tip off. Earlier today, too, Nenana Lady Lynx won the game earlier this afternoon, 54-39. They beat Reddington. So Nenana sits on one side of the girls' bracket in the championship game. The winner of this game will face Nenana then tomorrow winner of this game, if it's King Cove, will face Nenana tomorrow. And if it's Sioux Valley, we'll have to go to the tiebreaker. And I don't know for sure the rules on that, but we'll figure it out if we have to. It might be opponents, similar scores, things like that. King Cove, though, should be able to handle these girls if they play their game. And it's King Cove with the tap and the ball first. Here comes Sadie inside, drops it off to Duarte. Now outside to Brandle for two, and Brandle with the two-pointer from a deep two. So Emily picks up the first bucket of the game for the rookies. And now here's the outside shot, good for Sioux Valley. As the Sioux Valley girls, that was number 30, is Eileen Johnston. She's a junior. And Johnson puts it in. A 2-2 ball game, and the rookies again go to Sadie Newton. And Newton hammers one home from about the same spot that Brandle did. So we're off to a good start. 3-for-3 the girls are so far for the two teams. And if they keep this up, we're going to have a high-scoring game. Now here's Sioux Valley working the left side. There is that shot outside by Aaron Johnston. There's Aaron Johnston and Eileen Johnston. And Eileen, they are both juniors there. And Aaron, or Eileen with the first bucket. Now here's Duarte, drives down inside, leaves it a little short. Good defense there. Johnston already back. And also the bigger girl, Kenna Greenier. A freshman. They have another freshman too, Jillian Beach. And Beach, sister of Ellie Beach, who played for several years here at Sioux Valley, helped lead them to a volleyball championship a few years ago. So this will be Sioux Valley's basketball. 5-2 score here early. Apparently Sadie's bucket was a 3 then, not a 2. So I thought it was a 2. They had it a 2 listed originally, but goes to a 3 instead. So this will be rookies basketball then, as they bring it up court. We're looking inside. Stolen away there. It's Greenier. Picked that one off. She is a very tall young lady. And Duarte's going to have the body strength over Greenier, but Greenier is going to have the height and length. So Duarte fouled by Kelly, and that's one thing Sioux Valley certainly got to watch out for foul trouble. They only got 5. Each player only has 5. They just happen to only have 5 players there. Virgil, if you were picking me up now, maybe a little louder. Sorry, my mic was turned. My counterpart just let me know It's like I wondered why it wasn't coming in well. 5-2 score here early as we come up to the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. And Jordy from about 6 feet away. Nice soft touch. Hits the back of the iron and drops through. So Sioux Valley with the basketball and down now 7-2. This is Jenko with it. And there's a steal. Sadie has it. Newton now pulls up as she hesitation dribbles. Got the defender to drop off and then stopped and popped. Newton gets a two. 9-2 score here early. And the rookies on their way right now. Ooh, Doherty might have got away with a reach in there as Johnson goes to the hoop. But can't hit it, and that was Aaron. Rookies basketball. Leading 9-2. There's pressure in the backcourt by the Rams. Now comes up to Duarte. She's going to take it all the way to the hoop and banks it in off the glass. Well done by Jayla there, Julia. I was having to use lots of names there. They had the spelling kind of weird. Julia. Duarte with her second bucket, 11-2 score. Now there's going to be a travel call. There's that defensive pressure that the girls can put on the ball, and if you don't get rid of it, it's going to be hard to not travel or cough up a pass there. An earlier game today, too, on the boys' side, Reddington, which was beaten earlier today by the Sandpoint boys, picked up a victory over Nenana, which sent Nenana then to the fifth-place game tomorrow. And we mentioned the Reddington girls losing to Nenana also. And so Reddington will actually be playing Sandpoint tomorrow for fifth place. Here comes the drive, the shot. Mashenko, was that, Beach was that with the shot. A little runner in the lane wouldn't go down, and a 6-2 or 11-2 score still stays 11-2 as the rookies can't convert. Good defense by Sioux Valley there. They're scrappy. And they get after the basketball. There's Aaron Johnston. Shot, front iron, and won't go down, but the rebound by Eileen. Now inside again, and counted if it went. Newton gets a foul. Beach will get two shots. So Dylan goes to the line for two. 11-2 score, 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Coach Jimmy Sickler across the way there. Going, I wish I had a couple more players. And Beach at the line to shoot the first. It bounces around and won't go down. Actually, the second. As here comes Elena. Mack hustles it up court. Kicks it off to Yasminov, and Monica has two. Raina Mack with 35 points this morning. And with the assist there, here's Dylan. Comes up top to Mashenko. They swing it around quickly as the Johnson girls looking there. And going to be a foul called. And that'll be on Emily Randall. So Emily picking up the reach in. I'm sorry, it's hard to call if the girl pulls it away or the player pulls it away and you've got a hand on top of the ball, you come across their wrist, that's going to be called every time, and that's kind of what happened there. So good strength to pull it away from Brandle. She's a strong girl herself. Brandle, one of the seniors on this squad, the one that sees the most minutes. That's for sure. He's kind of the quarterback of the club in some ways. There's a nice two-pointer for Dylan Beach. So Beach makes it a 13-5 score now. Duarte comes back to Mack, streaking up the floor right side, pulls up, fires, and falling away. Just has that one roll off. Now the other way as B Beast again runs into some trouble, scraps for it, gets it, and they retain possession. Eileen Johnson. Johnson back to Beach. She drives inside. She's fouled there. And it's going to go on Brandle again. So Emily picks up her second. Now for the girls this morning, when they battled two, they had Elena Mack pick up three fouls as she had to sit for a little bit, then picked up her fourth in the third quarter and had to sit. Tri-Valley hung close. So while there's extra players over there for Coach Lamar, only got three extras on the team here. He doesn't go real deep with them there. And Beach, again, with another trip to the line, gets them both. 13-7 score, 2 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Elena. Mack backs it down now, picked up there by Mashenko. Down low, Duarte has it partially blocked. Duarte gets it back after Newton hands off to her on that rebound. Kind of a collaborative affair there on that one. Here comes Brandle, pushes the ball up. There's going to be a hold on somebody. Brandle had her right hand held because she switched to the left and passed off in the dribble. And wide open, Max Newton with the assist, a 15-7 score. Easy to get those buckets on the inbounds play when everybody knows what everybody's going to do. And here's Monica with a steal thanks to Brandle. Now to Mack out on the right wing. Her shot misses. Might be a foul on Duarte down low. It is on Jalea as she picks up the 15th foul already. And that is her second. So both Brandle and Duarte with two apiece early on here. Pressure in the backcourt. Got to get it in. Sioux Valley does. And Jess, as Duarte comes up a little slow to a streaking Grenier. And Grenier picks up the inbounds pass and gives it right back. They work it to Johnson. Aaron tries to go down the key on the right side. Picked off there. Newton helps on the double team. Duarte back the other way. Goes to the left hand as she hits the hoop. And this one's going to stay. Rookie's basketball. 15-7 score here. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Rookies took the lead. Had it tied at 2-2 and then pulled away from there on. And lead by 8 right now as we come up to the close of the first quarter. There is Duarte in the corner. Wants Newton to go around. Instead comes over to... Eichley, who checked in. Christine Eichley in the ball game now, one of the other seniors. Now they work at Sioux Valley, working it into Grainer, and there's going to be a travel call. Didn't get that ball on the floor before she started. Into the game now comes Leilani Brandle, one of the freshmen. For the rookies, working against some pressure by Sioux Valley. And it's Monica bringing it up. Flips it back to Elena Mack, and Mack will back out. Now comes a cross court to Newton, and the ball kicked there. And she was thinking soccer, you know. It's like, wow, if I just kind of scooted out of the way with my foot, that's all right. So Mack flips it over, 10 seconds going. Mack going to try from the free throw line. She's got it. Elena puts in the two-pointer, and time's going to wind down on the Rams. They got to get it up quick. Elena won't get the chance. As Leilani right there as well. So buzzer sounds. One quarter play under their belts here. The rookies lead it 17-7. After one quarter here on KSCP, coverage of the Sioux Valley Crawley Classic. Crawley Classic will be back in 60 seconds after this message from our station.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumagin Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
First quarter, rookies ahead, facing off against the Susitna Valley Rams in the Crowley Classic. And we'll be going right back to courtside.
Second quarter going to get started here. The Rams will have the basketball, and they're going to have to hurry. 5 second call. Sure enough, referee Al Hooch over there sets the ball down, and they didn't get out of their huddle in time. That's just one of the things when that whistle blows, to get a warning and say, hey, you know, you got this much time to get out there. I know you want to try to get that last message in, but Coach Stickler kind of bummed out that didn't quite do that right. Yeah, get those girls over there quicker. So for the rookies, they get the ball to start the second quarter, actually. Won that turnover. Here's the shot by Mack. Doesn't work. Newton reaching over the back, nearly picked up the foul. But now they get it back as Eichley comes up with it. Always scrapping the rookie girls. They get after that basketball. Wide open, Christine. This is in close as she goes right back after that rebound, though. Sioux Valley will come away with it. Beach that whipped in there. Beach, I keep thinking of her as being the older, one of the older girls. She's just a freshman. But super active. Inside, Grenier off the glass. Too hard. Ball comes off. There's Beach got the rebound. Now Johnston will pick it up, Eileen. Kicks it out to Beach. She'll try the shot. No. Grenier underneath. Tries it again. No. Keeps those hands up. And can't get to it. This can be off of Aaron Johnston. Well, Grenier had several chances at it there. But she's got some long arms, some good height, and Eichley's going to travel with it. Jordy checks back in along with Brendel. As Leilani and Eichley check out for the rookies. They lead 17-7 here, 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Beach. Already a good one as a freshman. Boy, oh boy, she's been impressive so far. You just think she plays like a junior or something already. Good court savvy, too. Well, she'd fit well on the King Cove team. They've got a couple of sophomores that are like that, too, in their pack, too. Newton and Mack, my goodness. Along with Jordy. So here's Aaron Johnson out on the left wing with it. Drives down inside. Blocked up there by Duarte. Tries to pass on the baseline. It's going to be a foul on Grenier reaching around as Monica had wrapped that ball up. Yetchmanov had the steal on the baseline, and Grenier with the long arms felt she could get in there, which she could, but not without fouling. Newton gets it to Duarte, who nearly travels. Didn't know where the ball was going to go. Here's Monica for two. Yetchmanov, he had trouble hitting the shots this morning, but now 2 for 2 in this game, and both nice looks there. She can put the ball in the hoop, too. A little trouble spot there for Mushenko. Gets rid of it nicely, though, to Beach. And this one's going to be stolen away there by Yetchmanov, looking for help. Finds Mack. Mack pops. Mack got it. Mack, one of those girls that, see, she's got a real jump shot. She gets up in the air. She can stop and go straight up. Not a lot of girls have that ability. I think of Tallarico girl from up the road there at Tri-Valley. She had a jump shot, played in college. That's what it takes, so those kind of things. There's going to be a foul called on the rookies. It goes on Sadie, so that's her second. Team 7, with 5:32 to go here in the first half, they send Sioux Valley to the line. Sioux Valley has 3 team fouls. And at the line, no Grenier will give it a shot. She's the ninth grader along with Beach. And she's got it. Good touch. So Grenier was a big shot there from the free throw line. You can just tell she's kind of developing her game a little bit by a little bit. That's a nice follow through again, but misses. Eileen Johnston with the rebound. Duarte blocks her off this time. Taps it back to Matt. Here comes Elena. Oh, might have got away with a travel there because Beach had a hand on that ball, sent it right back on her hip, and that was a missed one, though. Here's Brandel with it. And now to Newton. Newton still guarded out there tightly by Aaron Johnston, knocked away by Aaron. I'm out for Coach Lamar. 22-8 score here. The rookies on top. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the Crowley Classic here as they take the quick stop. Remember, you can let people know APradio.org, another way to listen in. We've got a good slate lining up for tomorrow, and right now we know Sandpoint Girls will play at 9 o'clock. Sandpoint Boys will play at 4:30 tomorrow in the championship game. If the Kinko Boys and Kinko Girls can win here against Sioux Valley in these two games that we're playing in this doubleheader, it'll be the Kinko Girls in the championship game against Nenana at 3. It'll be the Kinko Boys against, guess what, their longtime rival, Sandpoint, at 4:30 for the championship. So that's kind of what we're seeing just from what we've seen from the teams here. Although the Kinko Boys and Sioux Valley Boys ought to be a battle there. Sioux Valley took out Tri-Valley last night, 74-42. Your boys beat them this morning by a similar score, 62-24. There's a two-pointer good for Elena as they come out of the timeout. So Mack makes it a 24-8 score. And Beach sets it up top. Greener makes the move to the hoop. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, by Johnston. And Eileen Johnston gets the two-pointer. 24-10 score. Duarte, ahead of the pack. She's got Monica on the left side. Instead, goes up for the shot, and Eileen blocks it. Duarte, not a good angle to pass that ball off, but Monica was there. She took the extra dribble because the defense of Johnston, she held her ground and then was able to block out Duarte for the defensive board. 24-10 score. Beach with it. The freshman gets it down to Eileen on the right side. Her shot's a little short. Duarte out of there with it. Jalea hands off out there to Brandel. Now is Brandel into the lane. The little runner will not drop. And Eileen Johnston with the basketball off the board. Timeout for Sioux Valley. A 24-10 score here with 3:39 on the clock in this first half. And the rookies on top and rolling, but Sioux Valley hanging tough. They're not an easy out. We saw that yesterday with Tri-Valley, where they were contesting for the win in that game, and then looked like they tired out down the stretch. And why not? Because when you think about playing a team like this, or a team like Tri-Valley, big girls too, and deep enough to send other players after you, and then you've only got 5 players. The girls from Tri-Valley pulled away at the end, 44-34. Other games lining up here too. I was going to check. Reddington is actually their girls will play Sandpoint tomorrow. I believe, let me check here. No, not Reddington, Sandpoint. It's We don't know for sure on that one. Yeah, that's right. I got to figure that one out. At halftime, maybe I'll put my thinking brain on and figure out what's already taken place here. Because Reddington girls lost to Nenana today, but they did beat Sandpoint this morning, so they wouldn't play them again. But somebody's going to play them, of course. boy. Real good statement there, Carl. Yeah, somebody will play him. This rebound comes off, and here comes Beach back the other way. Banks it in off the glass. That's not a freshman play there. She had Brendel in front of her and held up the dribble just a half step, got herself to the lane. Here's Duarte. Back to Mack, slicing through on the right side, and Brendel to Duarte to Mack. It's just like hockey when you get two assists on one pass or on one score. Oh, boy, almost a turnover, and Beach trying to rip it free from Newton. It will be rookies basketball. They just call it travel on that? I didn't see the call, but it is going to be rookies basketball. So for the rookies working it to Duarte at the high post. Now out to Brandel. Three-pointer on the way. Won't work. And that one hit the guy wire. So they'll play that to Two Valley. There's Beach with it. Nice switching hands there. A crossover. Dribbles it all the way up court. Out of traffic. She was double-teamed. Oh, boy. Johnston. Kicked the hand out there for it, but that was all. And that ball out of bounds over in front of the bench of the rookies. 26-12 score. Mack with it. Mack gets the screen, goes around it. Duarte cuts to the hoop. Duarte there for the rebound along with Johnston, though. Battle for it. Watch out. Monica's got it and travels, pulling it away from Aaron Johnston. So it's Smith wanted to hang on to that basketball. She rolled away from Johnston on the floor. Gets a travel call. And ball free there. Brandel comes up with it. Brandel still got it on the dribble. Now picked up by Eileen Johnston. Way out on top. And a Mack. Elena finds Duarte. Easy look. Grenier gets a hand on it and blocks the shot. Then Duarte will come over and pick up the foul. And for Jalea, that's going to be number three, I believe, if it is on her, and which I think it will be. And it is, so Jalea does get number three. Well, foul trouble is going to be a problem. We talked about foul trouble being a problem for the Sioux Valley girls, but right now it's a trouble for the girls from King Cove because you've got Duarte now picking up her third and going to the bench with 1:50 on the clock here in the first half. 26-13 as Grenier hits another free throw. She's got one more coming up. Made one the first time. Good-looking follow-through. This one doesn't go, though, and out of bounds is going to belong to the rookies. This is one of those dangerous teams that you don't want to give them a lot of life, and yet you got them at a 13-point lead, and one of your better players is on the bench. And Beach with Brandel. Beach will pick up the foul. Her first, as Elena will come back for the inbounds pass. Mack brings the ball up top of the key and sets things up. Looking for Sadie over here on the left side. Now Newton will drive down inside, loses the ball there. Picked up by Leilani, and her shot at the free throw line doesn't work. Ball comes down on the floor. Aaron Johnston to Eileen. They're taking a lot of time to get it up. And they do just get it across. That was Mashenko hustling that ball across. That was about the 8-second count as they had a hard time. Oh, there's the foul on Newton. Sadie Newton just picked up her third. So foul trouble for the rookies is going to be a problem here. If they can't watch those reach-ins and things, they've now got two players with three fouls, and we're still in the first half. And they've only got eight players themselves. at the line beach for two shots. Dylan missed on the first one, has one more. Christine Eichley to check in. And Christine already seen some service out there. Here's the next one by Beach. Is good. Dylan makes it 26-14. So it's a 12-point game as we come up to the one-minute mark here in the first half. Brandel with it, careful with the dribble, now drives down inside, trying to set up somebody. Brings the defender and then throws a little high for Monica Hitchman up there, and she's tapping her chest saying, ah, my fault, bad pass. She did float it, and Beach wide open at the other end. She puts it up off the glass and has two. It's a 10-point game, 26-16. 50 seconds on the clock. Brandel ahead to Newton. Sadie hustling it up court, tries the shot, in and out. And now, Blue Valley with a chance to cut it to single digits from behind. That was Leilani Brandel picking it off from behind. Went to the floor and got it. And Brandel keeps the 10-point lead for the rookies with that defensive play. Now this shot by Newton with 20 seconds to go is short. Beach comes away with it. Looking for Aaron Johnston. Not there. And Leilani with the rebound again. Brandel comes back in the rookies' forecourt. 10 seconds on the clock. Emily has it up top. To Newton. She's there in three-point country. Tries it again from there. Won't get it. We're going to have ourselves a 10-point ball game at the half. The rookies on top, 26-16, but Sioux Valley not in bad shape considering the five-girl club. You didn't expect them to be here and this score at this time. I sure didn't. So that gives them a lot of confidence going in at the half. For Coach Lamar, the rookies lead it, though, 26-16, and he's got some work to do with his girls. We'll be back in 60 seconds here at halftime. You're listening to KSGP coverage of the Crowley Classic here from Sioux Valley High School up the highway, Parks Highway from Anchorage. Back in 60 seconds there, Virgil, and thanks.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shoemagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shoemagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shoemagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shoemagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shoemagin Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
And we're going right back to you, Carl, for the halftime wrap-up.
Well, and at the half here, it's been an interesting first half, actually, because we talked about Sioux Valley's ability to try to stay with the rookies with only five players, foul trouble being potentially a big deal. And Grenier came out, their big ninth grader, and picked up two fouls kind of early, but then only one more since then. On the other side, it's the King Cove rookies with two of their key players with three fouls, Sadie Newton and Jalea Duarte, and then Emily Brangle has two. So foul trouble actually for the rookies, setting them up for a third quarter, fourth quarter. They're going to have to be careful out there because they are not that deep a team here on this road trip. And they'll need everybody, I think, to hold off Sioux Valley the way they're playing. Now, for the Rams, their key player there, Dylan Beach, a freshman, she leads away with 10 of their 16 points. But Eileen Johnson is a big girl, too, and junior has had some good rebounds. Got in the way of Duarte a couple of times on shots, too. So she's going to be a potential in there as well. Two for Grenier. All both from the free throw line, and I mean she's tall. She's like maybe 6'1", but has long arms. So she plays probably 6'4", just with those arms. So a bit of a test there for the rookies on the inside. Now the rookies, besides the foul trouble, well, of course, good scoring as always. Max been a little quiet. She had 35 this morning, but she still leads away with 9 points, hits a three-pointer out front there that pushed the lead out to double digits. And then pitching in with 5 points, Sadie Newton, with four apiece, three girls, Jalea, Monica, and Emily Brandle all have four apiece in that first half. So the the ladies are going to have their work cut out for them in the second half. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Marr does with them out of the halftime break to protect girls in foul trouble, but to also be able to push this lead out and take care of business here with the Sioux Valley Rams, try to march into that championship game tomorrow against the Nenana Lady Lynx. Other scores today, just so I've got you here too, earlier today, Sandpoint on the girls' side was beaten by Reddington 62-39. The Reddington boys dropped their game, though, to the Sandpoint Eagles 68-63. Once again, Sandpoint holding off people in the second half, just doing a great job there. Then Tri-Valley played King Cove. King Cove on the girls' side, they won 68-50. Tri-Valley then on the boys' side, King Cove beat them 62-24. The opponents for King Cove in the boys' game is Susitna Valley. Susitna Valley also beat Tri-Valley yesterday. That game is 74-42. So Susitna has a strong team. They go deep. They've got 12 players, and they play. They played everybody yesterday, and all but one scored. But they have a pretty solid group. So a good doubleheader here tonight to finish off our second day at the Crowley Classic and all the action, of course, KSDP. Remember, you can become a member. Just give them a call and listen to the station at any time and help support your public radio station out there in the Alaska Peninsula area. And APradio.org also, a good way to listen in. We'll be back for second half action 5 minutes away on KSDP.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl. This is Virgil, and we've got, we're going to stick with the 90s. Had a dedication going out to A. Gunderson from a handful of songs of the 90s era. We'll be right back. We are going to fade out that Ace of Base and go straight to Carl.
And straight to the second half here, folks, too. It's going to be Sioux Valley. It's going to be Sioux Valley to start the second half with the basketball pressure by the rookies here to start the second half. A travel call right away as a great way to start the second half. Throw some pressure out there. And Beach with the travel. She picked up the extra foot there and felt the man and, you know, man-to-man pressure by rookies is real tight, too. And, Girardi is going to get called for the foul. And Duarte picks up her fourth with that. So instantly into the second half, and Jalea picks up number four. Now here's from behind, Sadie Newton taking away the dribble from Mashenko, and will bring it up into the offensive zone. Over to Brandle, right wing, back out to Sadie up high. Looks for Elena. Mack leading the way in the first half with 9 points. Here comes Monica. Into the lane, gets her own rebound off the miss, finds Brandle, no. And a rebound pushed out there by Aaron Johnson. Brandle in front of her. She's going to just toss that ball over there, hoping somebody will get it. Will be the referee and then the rookies. As rookies will get it back. Newton thought about grabbing the ball there for a steal, but was in poor position and let it go out of bounds instead. Duarte one-handed pass over to Monica Yetchmina with a two. High-arcing shot. Good follow-through, and she gets them on the board here to start the second half. Ball free. Down goes Brandle. Monica has it briefly, and then a foul might be called. Let's see. No? Going to be, it was Yetchmina on the sideline, actually, so it'll still be out of bounds to Valley basketball. This one's going to belong to the rookies now. And our referees here, good job by referee Matt Clark and Al Hooch out there. The two-man team getting it done. A lot of experience on the court. And our men in the black and white shirt. Geez, I've known them both for a couple of decades. Reminded by Matt that I knew him for a couple of decades earlier today, back in the 80s from Minilchik. Oh, a hammer by Elena Mack trying to knock the ball free. We all saw that one and the foul called. Mack picks up her first, though, I think. But second team foul now. Yeah, Elena's only got one. But Duarte with four and three for Newton. There's Dylan Beach, gets free at the other end. Newton's going to foul her on the shot there. And Newton just picked up her fourth. Man, oh, man, 6:34 to go here in the third quarter. And you've got Sadie Newton with four fouls. You got Jalea Duarte with four fouls. And Sioux Valley sitting at 16, and you're at 28. Be interesting to see what Coach Lamar is going to do here. He calls the timeout. Still got the girls on the court, though. You got Ikley on the bench over there along the way. And also Brandle, Leilani. So he's going to let them play as here's Dylan Beach at the line for two shots. And the first one on the way, good for Dylan. One more coming up for the freshman, too. Just think they got a freshman green air, big girl inside. They got Beach, a good ball handler, tough competitor out there running the show. This Sioux Valley team has a good nucleus. They just got to get some more girls to build around. Oh, there's a pass going free. Eileen Johnson comes up with it, but last one to touch it was Johnson. So it'll belong to the rookies. Newton to inbound. She has Mack right there. And Mack goes over and back at the half court line. There was no reason for her to be in the forecourt to catch that. And that was just one of those little mental mistakes. When you're that close to the half court line, just drop back in the backcourt, take the pass there, and then come across. The turnover gives it back to Sioux Valley, where it's 28-18. And here's a steal. Brandle's got it. Brandle's got Mack on the other side. Mack puts it in off the glass. Brandle with the assist. Pressure in the backcourt again, but with the foul trouble the rookies have, you're going to wonder how long that pressure is going to last as Brandle tips it out of bounds off of her, and Sioux Valley will retain possession. That's one thing with the foul trouble. You almost say, well, we can't really pressure him anymore. We can't afford a foul from a couple of players. Newton right there. They get it back to Beach. Three-pointer on the way. Misses. Leaves it a little short and a rebound long to Emily. Brandle on the dribble still. Looks for Newton. Left side. It resets. Now Brandle's going to come to the right side. Sends Duarte inside. She's got Mack down low, posted up. 3 seconds in the key as Mack was posted up in the paint. Sioux Valley down by 12. They have the basketball. Duarte comes out, and in comes Eichley. And full court pressure again by the rookies. As that foul is on Sadie Newton. Newton with the push fouls out with 5:36 to go in the third quarter. Unbelievable that Newton out of the game. And in comes, likely there's going to be a travel call on Mashenko. So Newton done for the evening just like that. It's really tough to see that happen, but that's what happened. Oh, boy, it looked like it's Menup took her eyes off the ball in the pass too hard right off of Eichley, but Eileen Johnson couldn't convert at the other end. Here's Duarte taking the long pass for two. So Duarte pushes them out to a 14-point lead. And Dylan Beach with the dribble and the setup for the Rams. They go to the high post where Grenier is. He's got a double team, and there's going to be a held ball. Yachmenov jumps in there, and Grenier had the ball down low enough. Yachmenov was on it. He's pouncing like a weasel on something there. He's hard to let things go. Going to say rookies basketball tipped out there by Mashenko. Started to head up court with it, but couldn't balance that sideline. Here's Max. He'll take over offensively. Elena puts it in on the drive. Max makes it 34-18. So a 16-point lead now. Score-wise, looking good, but they got to watch the fouls. They still got Duarte with 4. Newton out of the game with 5. Here comes Beach into the lane, and Brandle's going to get called for the foul. Brandle picks up her third. Man, man. Well, they're running into foul trouble, and it just it'll be interesting to see. They're 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. You've got two of your girls still. Brandle picks up her third, and Duarte has 4 already. Beach, again, not hitting from the free throw line. She made 2 in a row after missing 2. Now she misses 2 again. Those are gimme points. So not doing Sioux Valley any favors there to not hit the free throws. Something to work on. Got to remember she's only a freshman. Here's Duarte with the rebound off the miss. Gets it right back to Mack. Now to Brandle. Goes baseline. Puts up the little floater. Tough shot, tough angle, and coming away with it was Beach. Dillon has a 1-on-4 break and smartly holds up. That's not a freshman play as she comes up to Mishenko. Usually you see kids drive right through there. And here's going to be a timeout and a talk it over. Coach Jimmy Sicklett for the Sioux Valley Rams calls it. Well, we've got ourselves a ball game, that's for sure. But fortunately, Sandpoint's got themselves a big lead. In fact, 16 if it stays at this and the Sioux Valley Rams don't start converting some points, they'll be in good shape coming up to the fourth and final quarter. 3:31 to go in the third and a 34-18 score. The rookies in the driver's seat. But Sadie Newton sitting on the bench, done for the night with five fouls. You're listening to KSDP coverage here, 8:30 a.m., of course, in Sandpoint. Remember, APradio.org, also Alaska Peninsula Radio.org, to pick it up on a webcast. And if you're out there listening in, or if you're got some friends or family want to listen in tomorrow, we're already looking at the Sandpoint kids already in play, 9 o'clock a.m. for the girls, 4:30 for the boys. And then the girls, if they win here, they'll be playing at 3 o'clock in the championship game against Enana. The boys will also be playing the championship game against Sandpoint if they beat Sioux Valley, which is our last game tonight. And that's going to be a matchup for the boys. They're going to be severely tested by a big Sioux Valley team. They got some great height and some good ball handling and some experience on that team and depth. So it will be a tough one coming up. This is a tough one here, too. Got to watch out. Sioux Valley scores here. Get a little momentum. They have yet to score here in the second half, I think. Or did they get I guess they had the two free throws by Dillon. Yeah, that's right. And here's a steal. It'll be Eichley picking it up. Gets it to Mack. Mack in and out. That shot, the three-pointer, would have been huge. That one in the cylinder and spun out. Here's Beach with it. Dillon goes right side, finds Aaron Johnson. She'll try a three-pointer. Misses. Eileen with the rebound. Eileen on the baseline, back up top, and the ball thrown away. It'll be Mishenko to pick it up in backcourt. Mishenko, if she didn't get that ball, that was going to be an easy bucket for the rookies. And they nearly caught up. 34-18 score, 2:44 on the clock here. As the rookies have the basketball. Big time for a bucket here. Brandel has it nearly picked by Beach. Protecting the basketball. Now fires from there. Kind of a tough shot off the dribble like that. Brandel, I think, feeling a little bit like she needed to do that against the defense of Beach. Aaron Johnson to inbound. Got to hurry. Gets it into Dillon. She brings it up the sideline. Now breaks through the double team. Still has it. Drops it off to Grenier. And now across to Aaron Johnson. Now to Grenier. High post. Duarte has her. Goes to Beach on the right side. Beach tries a little runner. That one is off the glass, and Duarte gets it. Rookies back in control at the offensive end. 34-18. Brandel pitching it down to Mack. Tough pickup there for her, but Elena comes up with it, brings it out to the three-point land. Finds Monica on the left baseline area. Her miss picked off by Grenier of Sioux Valley. A 34-18 score here and 1:46 to go in the third quarter. Here's Dillon Beach with it for Sioux Valley. Looks at Yetchmenov defensively. Goes to Eileen Johnson. She misses as Mack with a good block out will bring it up off the defensive dribble or defensive rebound. Stops and shoots from three. No, Duarte underneath. She can't get it the first time. Second time, partially blocked there by Grenier. Ball goes to the floor, and Monica has it. It's been up to Mack. Now over to Brandel. Tries a three from there, and it's nothing but net. Emily Brandel, three-pointer. Oh, take that back. Long two-pointer. 36-18. That's the first bucket in a while for either team. This has been a slow third period, scoring-wise in some ways. As here is Brendel catching the pass from Mack. Oh, that was the clue. And puts in two. And now for Sioux Valley, here's the steal. And Mashenko the other way with the two-pointer. Now here comes Yetchmenov back the other way. Works against Grenier. Finds Leilani and Brendel's shot. Won't drop there as the score 38-20 in favor of the rookies. They still retain possession here. Leilani kicks it into play to Mack. She sets up in the corner, and Elena will bring it up top. Only 8 seconds on the clock here in the third quarter. As here's Brendel with it. Sees 4 seconds. Monica with it. She'll drive. Tries to, and instead stolen away by Beach. That's the end of the third. As it's the rookies stretching their lead despite the foul trouble. They lead now 38-20 after three quarters of play. You're listening to KSDP coverage, and we'll be back in 60 seconds right here on 8:30 a.m.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove, encouraging everyone to cheer for the rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
We'll be back with the rookies in just a second. One more round of applause.
High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
We're going to head back in just a couple of seconds, but this is Virgil, and you are tuned to KSDP. All these games are archived at apradio.org. Got the final score and an MP3 of the play-by-play. Speaking of, here's Carl.
And thank you, Virgil. And, of course, KSDP coverage continues tomorrow through at least one championship game with Sandpoint. And we'll see if the girls can get there as well. On the girls' side, they lead 38-20 here as we start the fourth quarter. But it's Sioux Valley with the basketball. Great defense by Brandel right in the face of Dylan Beach, and Beach turns it over, trying to get it to Mashenko. That's one thing the rookies do so well. They play tough man defense. Now, they'll get right up on you, take every bit of space you give them. They'll replace it at the defensive side there. And here's Brandel count the basket, and Dylan with the foul. Brandel will go to the line for the four-point play. So Emily making sure, despite the fact that Sadie Newton fouled out back at the five-and-a-half-minute mark of the third quarter, despite the fact that Duarte had four fouls in the early moments of the third quarter. And here's Duarte getting the pickup there by Mack off that missed free throw. Now we're going to go to an out-of-bounds play here. 41-20 score, so they're still working off that three-pointer possession that Brendel hit in the missed free throw. They got a chance for a five-point play, in a sense, as Beach defends here and pulls down the board off the miss. Well, didn't work that time. That's one of the nice things about that three-point play. Brendel had it briefly, taken back by Beach, goes to Aaron Johnson. In and out, Johnson's shot won't stay down. 41-20 here, 6:56 to go, and a little late on the notice for Emily Brandel. As the rookies lead it now by 21, the Sioux Valley team looking a little tired to me like they did a against Tri-Valley last night when they Tri-Valley pulled away late. Right now, they're needing a little spark. Speaking of little spark, Bailey Mashenko banks it in off the glass there, but back comes Mack, finds Duarte. Duarte keeps the dribble down low, clears it. Out to Brandle, three-pointer, nope. And Johnston puts her hand up for the rebound, but decides to pull it back just in time. Out of bounds, it belongs to Sioux Valley. Forty-one 22 score, 6:20 on the clock here in the ball game. If the Rookies win, they're in the championship game. If Sioux Valley wins, it's going to be to the rule book to figure out who gets there, because we'll have one-on-one teams across the board. So let's see, it's Valley basketball, beats the inbound. It goes to Aaron Johnston, has Grenier down low, posted up, but two players on her. Comes out top to Beach, and Dylan Beach hits the three, 41-25. Well, that cuts the gap quickly, 5:52, lots of time in the ballgame still. And the rookie's going to have to take care of the basketball as they go to a jump ball. Held ball gives it back to the rookies. No? Yes. The rookies were the only ones that ran down court, but it was their ball. 45. It comes out to Yetchmenup. She's picked up aggressively out there by Eileen Johnston. And now to Mack. Mack has Mashenko on her, and that's a bad matchup for Mashenko. Mack wants the isolation over here, doesn't get it. Duarte gets it on the baseline instead. And Jalea pops a little 10-footer on the baseline. Beautiful-looking shot there by her. Sophomore now makes it 43-25. Here's the near steal, and Brandle does come up with it, tripped up by Johnston. Aaron with the foul. First, second, team's four. 16 fouls on the rookies and four on the Rams. As we come up to 5 minute mark, here is Max, switches hands there, drives down inside to kick out to Leilani, now up top to Brandle. Brandle in the corner, tough pass to get. Monica saves it, but there's Eileen Johnston for it. Then a hard bounce pass to Sis Aaron, and it ends up in the hands of Brandle again. She's the one that started it all. Here's Brandle in the lane. Runner won't drop. Grenier with the rebound and a timeout for Sioux Valley. Say a shout-out out there, too, to the folks listening in out in AP country, as Mike Matthews, his wife Beth, down there for many years, about 20 years ago. And they'd like to say hello, of course. They've been stalwarts here at Sioux Valley for the last two decades. So Mike and Beth Matthews out there, shout-out to you folks. Well, and, my shout-out, of course, is always to KSDP, all our community radio stations throughout the great state of Alaska. We have some good ones. And, boy, you can't beat KSDP for coverage for the Alaska Peninsula and near Aleutian Island area, as they continue to just be right at the forefront of, well, programs like this. High school sports, they cover their teams religiously out there. And then great programming throughout the day, weather, news, and music all day long, 24 hours a day. That's KSDP, AM 830 in Sandpoint, the voice of the Alaska Peninsula. Remember, you can become a member, and that's how they're supported. Member companies and sponsorships. You can also help sponsor programming like the Crowley Classic here or the regional state tournament probably coming up. Here we go. Sioux Valley with the basketball. Down by 18. They cut it to 16 briefly moments ago. As here's Mashenko, tries the shot, can't get a Grenier rebound, no. Eileen Johnston, no, comes away with it for Sioux Valley. This is a key time here with 4:22 to go. If Sioux Valley puts together a little run, And here they go with Aaron Johnson, three-pointer on the way. Eileen to the floor, held ball. This one will be Sioux Valley's basketball. And everybody waiting to see, what was it called? Oh, yeah, Sioux Valley's basketball. They couldn't hear me on the court, but the referees were pointing. Girls got to remember, oh, you watch what the referees do. And we've seen some of those mental mistakes here as today. Here's a shot by Beast. I think getting a piece of it was Leilani. It came up short. Duarte running the floor, gets the two-pointer. Pass from Brandle, and Emily Brandle with a nice assist to the streaking Duarte there as she ran the floor well, caught that pass in stride and put it softly off the glass. Not an easy thing to do. Comes into Grenier, and a held ball. Monica Yetchmenov will gain it back for the rookies there as Leilani Brandle will inbound. Comes into Emily, back to Leilani. And now Leilani from behind, ball poked free by Beach, and Grenier ended up with it out in the open court, didn't know who to get rid to. And then here is Elena Mack kind of forcing a play as well, too, and another steal, this one by Eileen Johnston. Surprised they haven't used Johnston more inside, although she made most of her points by offensive boards, but she's been strong in there. And now with 3 minutes to go, it's a 20-point lead. They're going to have to get something going if they're going to go for Sioux Valley. And the rookies look to put this game away with some smart play at this end. Here's Elena Mack, three-pointer, nope. And a rebound comes off to Duarte trying to save it. Last touch by the Rams. Well, and with this type of ball game, you're up 20. It probably is a good time to pull the ball out and maybe run some time off the clock. As Sioux Valley will get it back now. 2:42 to go. The rookies look like they might play Nenana. Now, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a predictor of anything here, but right now, if the rookies win this one, which they're in pretty good shape as this clock is wound down to the 2.5-minute mark, but I kind of had it maybe an all-boys final from out there at the Alaska Peninsula region. 10 points already in it. King Cove has to win against the Sioux Valley boys, and I thought the King Cove rookies would be on there probably against Nenana. Nenana's in it, so we're just waiting for the rookies to join them. Here's the miss by Duarte, miss put back by Mack, and out of bounds it goes. 45-25 it stays the score, 2:12 to go here, as Machenko will bring it up for Sioux Valley. Timeout to Coach Sickler. So for the Rams, in the timeout, they will talk things over here. We've got ourselves a 20-point lead, the rookies do. They're going to have a good matchup with Nenana tomorrow. That's a solid team. Second place last year at the 2A state championships. Of course, your rookies right there last year as well. Just a steal away from going to the championship game, as it was Selawik Wolves, I think, taking them out in that semifinal, if I remember correctly. And they have a good ball club. They should be back. Antioch should be back. Scammon Bay should be back. That's going to be a wild 1A girls state championship. Of course, the girls got to win their region. Seems a good got Dillon Beach again with the two or three. The three-pointer, yeah, 45-25, now goes 45-28. 1.5 minutes to go, though, is all. That's a lot of points to make up, and they're not going to. As here comes Brandle into the lane. The ball picked off there. Aaron Johnston comes up with it for the Rams. Now to Beach, back to Machenko. Here's Eileen Johnston goes baseline. And Johnson didn't know how open she was as she went past Mack there, but wasn't able to notice it. Here's Leilani with the steal. Brandel has Johnson to beat. Leilani tries to put it up off of Johnson out of bounds. 1 minute to go here. 45-28 our score. Brandel will inbound. Leilani Brandel into Elena Mack. Back to Leilani. Oh, leaves it a little short. Over the back is Johnson and off her hands out of bounds. So Brandel to inbound again. Timeout for Coach Lamar. As a 45-28 score with 55 seconds to go. And the boys' game awaits us. For the girls, this has been an interesting game. They got into foul trouble. They withstood it. They lost Sadie Newton back with 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it's and then Duarte playing the whole second half there with four fouls. Also, Emily Brandel picked up her third early in the third, but she hasn't picked up another. So they weathered that storm, but find themselves now just 55 seconds away from the trip to the championship game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Here's Duarte with the inbounds pass. Gets it to Mack. This one won't work. Mack with the rebound. No, it's going to be a rookie's ball anyway, as it was off of Sioux Valley. In the backcourt it goes as Elena will keep the dribble. Has Mashenko on her. Now slips down inside. The kick out to Brandel. Two will not drop. And Mack with the rebound back to Emily. Emily keeps the dribble now up top. To Leilani. Back to Emily. Now Leilani in the wing. And Brandel will bring it back out. 21 seconds on the clock. Brandel still has it. Drops the pass down on the baseline there with 14 seconds to go to Yetchmenov, but out of bounds it sails. And a 45-28 score looks like might be the finish. We'll see Dylan Beach bringing it up. 9 seconds on the clock. Beach looking for Eileen Johnson on the wing. Now to Aaron. Down to 3 seconds. Beach might not get off the shot. Throws it up there. But it won't go. And that's the end of our ball game. 45-28 is going to be the final here. As your King Cove girls are going to be in the championship game tomorrow. The rookies will play the Lady Lynx from Nenana as they take down the homestanding Sioux Valley Lady Rams here. A final score, 45-28 in favor of King Cove. We're going to take 2 minutes, and we'll be back with our post game here on KSDP. And we'll set you up for the boys' game coming up next, our last game of the second day of the Crowley Classic, and all the action brought to you right here on KSDP. And back to Virgil for this two-minute station break.
John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327, that's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
Going to be coming back, or going right back here in a little bit But in the meantime, this is Virgil. Thank you for tuning in. My apologies. I did not flip the switch over to the FM earlier. I only caught it here at the last quarter. So, in advance, my apologies. It's a new thing. We just got it wired in and actually putting it to use. So, once again, KAEB, we are now on it, 91.9 FM and apradio.org. You can click the Help Out button, learn how to become a member, get a sweatshirt, get a t-shirt. I don't think we have any little radios left, but all kinds of good things await you. Even got apradio.org/now playing if you're curious about what just played or what's coming up. But in the meantime, we're going to go back for the Rookies wrap-up.
And here at Sioux Valley High School in on the Parks Highway, outside of town of Keatonis. Been a beautiful day. Been some great basketball here today on this second day, too, and it's lining up just right for a beauty tomorrow. When you get into the championship round, each game seems to be a good matchup for the most part. Right now, we've got our girls' championship game set up. It's going to be the Nenana Lady Lynx facing off against your King Cove Rookies as the Rookies take care of business, beating the girls from Sioux Valley 48-26, the final. And for the Sioux Valley girls, Dylan Beach, the freshman, 18 points for her, 18 of their 26 from that one young lady. And they just got to find some more players. It's a 2A school. I know there's some girls here in school that aren't out for basketball, and Coach Sickler's going to have to find a way to get some more players. They have a pretty decent team with a few more, I bet. The Rookies get it done with the foul trouble. Despite losing Sadie Newton in that third quarter, Duarte playing with four as well, Brandel Emily playing with three, and they still come up with a nice victory. Balanced scoring throughout as they get five girls scoring. Brandel and Duarte and Mack all in double figures. Elena leads away with 13. With 11 was Emily Brandel with 10. Jalea Duarte. And then 6 points for Monica Yachmenov, 5 for Sadie Newton, despite only playing about half the game. Christine Knightley got in, had some good minutes for him there, too, as did Leilani. Leilani Brandel did not score, but did a nice job on the floor and saw quite a bit of time for Coach Gary Lamar's victorious Rookies. So the Rookies tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the championship game. Our first game tomorrow will be Sioux Valley girls playing Sandpoint for fifth place. So Sandpoint will have their work cut out for them tomorrow, but it should be a good one, too. They'll match up well with these girls, and, of course, they'll have the numbers game playing in their favor. Right now, for the boys game, King Cove, if they can pull off the victory against Sioux Valley, they'll play Sandpoint tomorrow in the championship game. If they don't, they'll play at 1:30 in the third place game. And that one's still being figured out as Reddington is sitting in the driver's seat for that one. Reddington, on both the girls and boys side, will be facing the girls will be facing Tri-Valley. The Reddington boys will be facing the loser of this game. So we hope for the King Cove boys to pick up the victory, and we hope for them to do it starting up here in about 7 minutes right now away from the boys' game, King Cove and Sioux Valley, right here on KSDP. Back to Virgil in the studio. In fact, set the clock for 6.5 minutes as our final game of the second day of the Crowley Classic just that much away.